Good evening. I call the Conference Committee on General Government Appropriations and Government Operations to order. Michelle, please call the roll.
Senate conferee, Senator Hayes.
Here.
Senator Brandis.
Here.
Senator Brennan.
Here.
Senator Dean. Senator Simpson.
Here.
Senator Soto.
Present.
Senator Stargell. Senate at large, Senator Gardner. Senator Joyner. Senator Margolis. Senator Richter. Senator Smith. Senator Thrasher. House conferees, Chairman Ingram.
Here.
Representatives Antone.
Here.
Danish.
Here.
Harrell.
Here.
Hudson.
Here.
Nelson. Peters.
Here.
Renuart.
Here.
Rodriguez.
Here.
Saunders.
Here.
House at large, Representatives Baxley, Coley, Gibbons, Gonzalez, Holder, Jones, O'Toole, Roussan, Schenck, Thurston, Waldman, Williams, Workman, Young. Chairman, we have a quorum.
Very good. Good evening, everyone. Senator Hayes, I'm pleased to provide you our third offer from the House on the budget. Included in this offer is $837,150 in non-recurring funding for the Department of Revenue one-stop business registration portal. $300,000 of these funds is provided for a third-party consulting firm to perform a study of the existing system, and $537,150 of these funds will be placed in reserve pending the outcome of the study. And if you have a take.
Well, we appreciate that, Chairman Ingram. It's been fun working with you. I've enjoyed interacting both with you and your staff. We appreciate this. And Kendall, we're ready to respond.
Fantastic.
We would like to accept the House offer on lines 193 relating to the public employees' moving cost. We want to accept your offer on line 209, having to do with the business case for the statewide law enforcement radio system. Line 216, the building repair and maintenance. Line 306, the one-stop business registration portal. We're not ready to accept, and with your consent, we will bump the House offer on four lines here, 157, 158, 166, and 196. All of these are issues related to the Florida Information Resource Network and the district bandwidth support, as well as lines 211, the procurement of MyFloridaNet and the Florida Information Resource Network, and finally lines 242 and 257 having to do with disaster recovery for primary data centers. So that's the issues that we feel would best be resolved with Chair Negron and Chair McKeel.
Very good. And I believe the House and Senate have agreed on all of the proviso except the following, which we will bump: lottery point of sale, DMS, MyFloridaNet, Fern procurement, fund district bandwidth support and disaster recovery, and on the back of the bill we've added language to revert and reappropriate the one-stop funds. All other back of the bill sections should be agreed upon except for DMS reappropriation of the fund district bandwidth support funds, and we'll bump those.
Okay. I'd like to thank you for the proviso in the back of the bill offers, and I agree with your summary of the issues that we agree upon and those that will be bumped. I think that closes out all of our issues, and I'd like to make a motion that staff be allowed to make technical changes and conforming changes to the budget, the proviso, and the back of the bill sections as needed.
Very good. Senator Hayes moves that staff be allowed to make technical and conforming changes to the budget, proviso, and back of the bill sections. Are there objections? Seeing no objections, show that motion adopted. Senator Hayes, again, it's been a pleasure working with you. You said this over and over, and I want to agree and reiterate that our staff on both sides are fantastic and have worked beyond hard. That doesn't even describe the amount of work they put in, but do a great job. I want to thank them, and thank you for being such a great partner to work with, and thank you for all the conferees that have showed up at odd times when called. That means a lot as well. I just want to say thank you.
Well, you're quite welcome. It's been a joy. But, you know, Chair Ingham, we have right here the budget that's going to empower the fine staff that we have, professional workers all across this state, working to enhance the life of Floridians. And too frequently, I think, they go unthanked. And the men and women of Florida need to understand that we have been blessed with a fine group of men and women that are dedicated, conscientious, hardworking people trying to do the best. And my job and yours is to try to give them the financial support that they need to really shine.
Right.
And I appreciate their work, and I want to thank them as well.
Absolutely. I made this comment in our committee, and I think you'll appreciate it, that the agencies that we fund are sort of like the offensive linemen of government, that you don't know they're there unless they screw up, and they do a good job of going unnoticed, which is a good thing. And so, like you said, I'm glad we're funding them to be able to do the job that they need to do and to keep blocking for the quarterback.
I like your analogy, and you certainly know from firsthand experience.
Well, thank you. Once again, Senator, members, this will be our last meeting of the conference committee. Any questions or comments? Seeing none, Senator Hayes moves without objection. We rise and we are adjourned. Thank you all.
Hey, thanks. Thank you, buddy. This is fantastic.